Task 3. You are recording a podcast with two professional restaurant and retail reviewers about their interesting experiences. Listen to the conversation and complete the notes below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Hi Nancy and Kevin, welcome to our podcast, The World of Shops.
Good to be here.
Hi Sarah, Nancy, and hello everyone.
Nancy, I know that you've just come back from Japan.
Yes, it was a work trip. I was invited to try a newly opened pop-up restaurant in Tokyo.
A pop-up restaurant?
Yes, the restaurant will be open for 4 months as a trial. It was the most interesting experience I've had. I had a lot of fun and the food was good.
Oh, did the pop-up restaurant serve some special food by celebrity chefs?
No, the restaurant serves everyday or common Japanese food like ramen, soba, udon and sushi. The chefs are professional chefs, but they aren't celebrity chefs.
Okay, so a pop-up restaurant serving common Japanese food. So what made it special?
It was the waiters taking orders that made it a special dining experience. They were all old people.
Well, old people being waiters is nothing special. It's rather common these days.
Sarah, the special thing about the shop is it only hires old people with serious memory problems as waiters.
Oh, that's very special. Serious memory problems.
And they didn't write down your order. They would try to remember your order.
But they all had serious memory problems.
Yes, that's the fun part. Customers expect to have something different from what they order. So it's like waiting for a surprise.
Ah, I see, because you don't know what you're going to get.
Exactly. So I went there with a colleague of mine. I ordered beef ramen and my colleague ordered vegetable udon. To be honest, we were rather excited and really looking forward to being surprised and having something totally different. After about 15 minutes, the food came and it was disappointing for me.
Why?
Because I got exactly what I ordered, beef ramen. But my colleague was over the moon because she got a plate of sushi instead of udon. The food was good without a doubt, but I was expecting a different dish. So when my food came as ordered, the feeling of disappointment was all over me. I think I was one of the few who actually got what we ordered. Anyway, it was a fun experience and I truly enjoyed it.
Nancy, do you know why the restaurant hired only old people with memory problems?
Well, the restaurant was actually an idea by a community group. The main purpose was to help old people with serious memory problems feel useful. When they work and talk to customers in a business setting, they will feel that they are still useful. I have learnt that the initial result of this experiment is very positive.
I do hope that the restaurant will continue, and this type of fun restaurant could find its niche in society.
Yes, that's right.
Now, Kevin, yesterday when we were talking on the phone, you told me that you've come across a special online shop based in Hong Kong. Could you tell me more about it?
Yes, I first came to know about the shop about 3 months ago. When I went to a Sunday market with my family, my mum and sister are big fans of Sunday markets because most of the stuff sold there is handmade or locally made. I walked past a stall and it caught my eye because of the exceptional design of the household items and gifts. I didn't buy anything at that time. The guy at the stall explained to me that their shop is an online shop and occasionally they would do a Sunday market to promote their products. He also told me that all the items were designed and made by people with disabilities. After I got home, I went to the online shop and was even more amazed by the large range of products they carry, and the products also seem to be of a high quality.
Have you bought anything?
Yes, I bought a desk lamp and some hand soap.
A desk lamp and hand soap?
Yes, they were not cheap, but I like them. When I got them a couple of days later, I was very happy with the products. They look exactly like the photos on their site and as described. Very good quality. So though the items are not cheap, they're worth the money. So if you are looking for household items or some practical gifts and wanting to support a shop with a good cause, this is the one. Products that are designed and made by people with disabilities. I can assure you that you won't be disappointed.
Thanks, Kevin. You can find the information of the shops mentioned in this podcast on our company's website. Well, that's all the time we have for today. See you next time.
That is the end of task 3. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.